It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Lexington's five-year comprehensive plan is due for updating in 2018. Today, Tom Martin talks with Jim Duncan, director of Lexington's Division of Planning and in charge of leading an update process that has included a series of public meetings, among them the Bluegrass Community Trust Foundation's On the Table event that gathered more than 11,000 citizens at locations around the city for a day of discussions.
What issues are emerging as this goes along as some of the things that people would like to see addressed in the next plan?
I think we got our most diverse set of comments from the On the Table event. That was a very successful event, and we were pleased to reach many thousands of people and get different voices that we haven't heard before. And some of the things that emerged from that and from the February public input included some of the usual concerns, and they are concerns that we want to address, such as affordable housing and infill and the effects of infill and redevelopment, and desire for more parks and open space and those kinds of things. We are accustomed to hearing that, and those are important issues and clearly to this community. But we've also been hearing some new themes, too, and that they're related to homelessness and crime and drugs, particularly with the heroin epidemic. And concerns about education in the community and other sort of non-traditional transportation themes such as walkability and public transit and more bike and pedestrian type facilities. So we heard a number of community issues that we believe that we can help translate into a comprehensive plan theme.
Are there any groups or special interests or organizations out there that have not participated that you would like to see come into this discussion?
I think we've had more participation this time than we've ever had before from the broad spectrum. The On the Table event that we worked with the Bluegrass Community Foundation helped us to reach the constituencies that we've longed been looking for, and that's the more disenfranchised groups in the community, those who may not be aware that this is going on or who may not ordinarily have the opportunity to come to one of our meetings. And so through this event and through the extensive outreach that was done to communicate with them, we feel like we were able to tap into some of that.
Among the concerns that you touched on just a few minutes ago, are there any real burning issues that you feel fall into the priority category?
Some of the top priorities still will be housing affordability and affordable housing, and those are two different issues, with the housing affordability being more to the workforce housing to ensure that we have our working folks sufficiently housed in this community, but then also the affordable housing issue for people for it's much more difficult to provide housing for those. So housing is certainly always an issue. But because of some of our long-term policies about growth, we are also hearing a lot about and concerned about infill and redevelopment and how to do that appropriately, how to ensure that that meets our community's needs, and how to ensure that that enhances neighborhoods, not takes away from it. Some other issues that come up that we have more trouble dealing with include regionalism. We're geographically a small county, just like all of our counties in Kentucky, and yet we find that many of our counties surrounding us and beyond have daily interactions with us, including working here. And so the impact of the region is significant, and that's a very difficult one to address, but we still acknowledge that we want to do what we can to address that.
Jim Duncan is director of Lexington's Division of Planning. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.